Drinking, not drinking, getting well. I'd known for a while that there was something not right about my drinking. I knew that one drink wasn't enough for me. And if I was offered one drink, I would just say no to it. My drinking was worrying me and it was affecting my daughter. When she left to go to school in the morning, she would ask, "Are you drinking today?" And I would answer, "I don't think so." But it got that 9 times out of 10, I would be drinking that day. I wasn't able to love her the way I would have liked to have loved her. And she was closer to my sister than she was to me. I promised her I'd do this or that with her, but I'd always let her down. I knew that the husband of a friend didn't drink and I asked her how he did it. At that time, I didn't know she went to Al-Anon and that he went to AA. She asked me if I drank and I replied, "Just a little." She invited me to her home. I already had a good drink in me and she brought out a bottle of vodka. She said she'd just have one or two and I said I'd do the same. Then it all became a bit vague. I don't remember what happened and only because she told me afterwards do I know any details at all. There was a riot in the house and I caused it. My friend couldn't believe what she was seeing and hearing. She'd never seen me like that. When her son came in later, he asked, "Who was that nutter?" Then her husband came in from an AA meeting and seemingly I asked for help. My phone went the next day and it was my friend's husband saying that someone from the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous was going to phone me. Then I thought, no, I don't need help. And I didn't answer the phone all day. When finally I did, it was a woman from AA. "Do you have a problem with your drinking?" she asked. I replied, "I don't know." I was shaking and sweating, but still I answered that I didn't know. This was a Saturday in February 1985, and on the Monday night, I went to my first AA meeting. It was in the UIE in Clydebank. The first thing that struck me, the first thing I saw, was a sign saying, "You're no longer alone." I got a lovely welcome and it shocked me to see the smiling faces. Not what I expected at all. I joined that group and had happy times there. Over a year later, some of us opened a Thursday afternoon meeting in Lynnvale, Clydebank, which later moved to the Hub and then to the Clydebank rooms. Looking back at that early period of my sobriety, I loved the attention I got. I enjoyed going to different meetings. I enjoyed listening to other people's stories. But I was hearing the differences. I met a man who is my husband today at my very first meeting. And in 1991, after me being in AA 6 years, we got together and got married. After a few more years of listening to the differences and not the similarities, I can't remember exactly how long, but a number of years, I convinced myself that I wasn't alcoholic and that I didn't need meetings. I'd do it myself. The one single meeting I did go to during this time, I stormed out of when someone said to me, as if I was a newcomer, "It gets better." How dare they, I thought. I'm years sober. Then there were several years when I didn't go to meetings at all, and though I didn't drink during this time, my head was a mess. I was argumentative. I always had to be right. No matter what, I had to have the last word, and I had to have everything my way. The relationship between my daughter and me, which had never been good, got worse. My husband was saying I wasn't the same Mary anymore, and I just thought, what's he on about? I didn't see it. My husband was still doing AA meetings and not drinking, so that helped me not to drink. Fear helped me to stay away from the first drink, because I knew that if I drank, I might not be able to stop again, and I'd have to leave the marital home, something I didn't want to do. Without doing meetings, though, my head got worse and worse. Then, out of the blue in the middle of the night, I got a 12-step call. It was someone I'd known a long time ago who thought I was still going to meetings, and she was asking for help. I took her to a meeting, and that got me back to AA. She said I saved her life, but actually, she saved mine. She certainly saved my sanity because I was losing it. If she hadn't phoned, I don't know what would have happened. This time, I threw myself into AA. I joined a group. I developed good friendships with AA members that I could share with. A few years back at meetings, I got a sponsor, went through the program, and that helped me a lot. After a while, things improved with my daughter as she saw me getting well, and the relationship we have today is better than it has ever been. One day, she called me Mary Doll in an affectionate way. She was the first to call me that, and when she did, I knew things had changed. When she used that endearment, I knew things were all right between us. Having my daughter, granddaughter, and great-grandson in my life is lovely. I can be proud of them and be involved in their lives. I can help with my 91-year-old mum. My family know that I'm there for them for anything, something that wasn't the case before. I started helping the telephone liaison officer at my local intergroup. I would do some of the changeovers at the end of a shift when one manor took over from another. After doing that for 6 months, I became the TLO, coordinating manors and making sure all the shifts were filled when it was our turn to do a week answering the AA helpline. When I was asked, I said I'd give it a go, and I loved it. I did it for nearly 3 years and only recently gave up due to personal circumstances. Back at AA meetings, as well as doing service in AA, I started going to AA conventions and AA weekend retreats in Ireland and Scotland, sometimes going back year after year. I met new people, other recovering alcoholics. The more I got involved in AA, the more my world opened up. Drinking caused me trouble, and getting off the drink initially, my life improved. But without AA in my life, I was still the same old Mary, just without the drink. Back at meetings, getting involved, getting in the program, I got better. Everything in my life today, being able to love my husband, having friends that I never had before, and being close to my family, I owe to AA. Mary Doll, Wednesday, 1:30 p.m., Clydebank Rooms.